Something for the touts, the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you. We have everything and we have nothing. And some men do it in churches, and some men do it by tearing butterflies in half. And some men do it in Palm Springs, laying it into butter blondes with Cadillac soles. Cadillacs and butterflies, nothing and everything. The face melting down to the last puff in a cellar in Corpus Christi. There's something for the touts, the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing. In the slaughterhouse, it comes running along the ceiling on a hook, and you swing it. One, two, three, and then you've got it. $200 worth of dead meat. Its bones against your bones. Something and nothing. It's always early enough to die, and it's always too late. And the drill of blood in the basin white, it tells you nothing at all. And the grave diggers playing poker over 5 a.m. coffee, waiting for the grass to dismiss the frost. They tell you nothing at all. We have everything, and we have nothing. Days with the glass edges and the impossible stink of river moss, worse than shit. Checkerboard days of moves and counter-moves, fagged interest with as much sense in defeat as in victory. Slow days like mules humping at slagged and sullen and sun-glazed up a road where a madman sits waiting among blue jays and wrens. Netted in and sucked a flaky gray. Good days, too, of wine and shouting, fights in alleys, fat legs of women striven around your bowels, buried in moans, the signs in bull rings like diamonds hollering Mother Capri, violets coming out of the ground telling you to forget the dead armies and the loves that robbed you. Days when children say funny and brilliant things, like savages trying to send you a message through their bodies, while their bodies are still alive enough to transmit and feel and run up and down without locks and paychecks and ideals and possessions and beetle-like opinions. Days when you can cry all day long in a green room with the door locked. Days when you can laugh at the bread man because his legs are too long. Days of looking at hedges. And nothing and nothing. The days of the bosses. Yellow men with bad breath and big feet. Men who look like frogs, hyenas. Men who walk as if melody had never been invented. Men who think it is intelligent to hire and fire and profit. Men with expensive wives they possess like 60 acres of ground to be drilled or shown off or to be walled away from the incompetent. Men who'd kill you because they're crazy and justify it because it's the law. Men who stand in front of windows 30 feet wide and see nothing. Men with luxury yachts who can sail around the world and yet never get out of their vest pockets. Men like snails, men like eels, men like slugs and not as good. And nothing. Getting your last paycheck at a harbor, at a factory, at a hospital, at an aircraft plant, at a penny arcade, at a barber shop, at a job you didn't want anyway. Income tax, sickness, servility, broken arms, broken heads, all the stuffing come out like an old pillow. We have have everything and we have nothing. Some do it well enough for a while and then give way. Fame gets them, or disgust, or age, or lack of proper diet, or ink across the eyes, or children in college, or new cars, or broken backs while skiing in Switzerland, or new politics, or new wives, or just natural change and decay. The man you knew yesterday, hooking for 10 rounds, or drinking for 3 days and 3 nights by the Sawtooth Mountains, now just something under a sheet or a cross or a stone or under an easy delusion, or packing a Bible or a golf bag or a briefcase. How they go, how they go. All the ones you thought would never go. Days like this. Like your day today. Maybe the rain on the window trying to get through to you. What do you see today? What is it? Where are you? The best days are sometimes the first, sometimes the middle, and even sometimes the last. The vacant lots are not bad. Churches in Europe on postcards are not bad. People in wax museums frozen into their best sterility are not bad. Horrible, but not bad. The cannon, think of the cannon. And toast for breakfast, and coffee hot enough to know your tongue is still there. 3 geraniums outside a window, trying to be red and trying to be pink and trying to be geraniums. No wonder sometimes the women cry. No wonder the mules don't want to go up the hill. Are you in a hotel room in Detroit looking for a cigarette? One more good day, a little bit of it. And as the nurses come out of the building after their shift, having had enough, 8 nurses with different names and different places to go, walking across the lawn, some of them want cocoa and a paper, some of them want a hot bath, some of them want a man, some of them are hardly thinking at all. Enough and not enough. Arcs and pilgrims, oranges, gutters, ferns, antibodies, boxes of tissue paper. In the most decent, sometimes sun, there is the soft smoke feeling from urns and the canned sound of old battle planes. And if you go inside and run your finger along the window ledge, you'll find dirt, maybe even earth. And if you look out the window, there will be the day. And as you get older, you'll keep looking, sucking your tongue in a little. Ah, no, no, maybe. Some do it naturally, some obscenely, everywhere.
Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses is where most of his time was spent. So I never really listened to what the president said, because in general, I believed that the general was politically dead. But he always seemed to know when the muscles were about to be flexed, because I remember him saying something, mumbling something about a military-industrial complex. Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe, just to keep the jobs going in the arms-making workplace. And then they pretend to be gripped by some sort of political reflex. But all they're doing is paying dues to the military-industrial complex. The military, the monetary, the military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They turn our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet to a cemetery. The military and the monetary use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary. They make so many decisions that are arbitrary. We're marching behind the commander-in-chief who was standing under a spotlight shaking like a leaf. But the ship of state had landed on an economic reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary were shielded by January and went storming into February. Brought us pot-bellied generals as luminaries. 2 weeks ago, I hadn't heard the sumbitch. Now, all of a sudden, he's legendary. They took the honor from the honorary. They took the dignity from the dignitaries. They took the secrets from the secretary, but they left the bitch an obituary. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, had us all scrambling for our dictionaries because we couldn't understand the fucking vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. Scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. War in the desert sometimes sure is scary, but they beamed out the war to all their subsidiaries, tried to make so damn insane a worthy adversary, keeping the citizens secondary, scaring old folks into coronaries. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles in the Saudi Arabian sanctuary, kept us all wondering if all of this was really, truly necessary. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. If we only worked for peace, if everyone believed in peace the way they say they do, we'd have peace. The only thing wrong with peace is that you can't make no money from it. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They've turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery. Got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way.
We should not allow ourselves to be misled by talk of entering a time of peace. Peace is not the absence of war, it is the absence of the rumors of war and the threats of war and the preparation for war. Peace is not the absence of war, it is a time when we will all bring ourselves closer to each other, closer to building a structure that is unique within ourselves because we have finally come to peace within ourselves. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning parts of the planet into a cemetery. What you gonna do? Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary.
People say, what you gonna do?
We hounded the Ayatollah religiously, bombed Libya and killed Gaddafi's son hideously. We turned our back on our allies, the Panamanians, and saw Ali North selling guns to the Iranians, watched Gorbachev slaughtering Lithuanians. We better warn the armies, they may bomb the Pennsylvanians. The military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet to a cemetery.
They got folks out there working for war.
Two, three, four.
Make a whole lot of money, start a little trouble, it's war. Turn this planet in the north and south, it's war. Start a few rumors over there, make money with a war.
Peace.
Say it to yourself.
I believe we got to work for peace.
Peace ain't gonna be free.
We got to work for peace.
Folks out there working for war.
Nobody.
Start a little trouble
everything
over here. What you got
really
is war.
Had to go to
turn
work.
These folks in the north
everything
and south
really
war.
Had to war.
Start a little trouble
everything
over here. What you got is war.
Had to go to
tell
work.
Everybody you
one
know we gotta work for peace.
Gotta work. Gotta
if
work.
You believe
gotta
in
work.
Peace.
Time
peace.
To go to work.
I don't want to sound like no late night commercial, but it's a matter of fact that there are thousands of children all over the world, in Asia and Africa and in South America, who need our help. When they start talking about 55 cents a day and 70 cents a day, I know a lot of folks feel as though that's not really any kind of contribution to make, but we have to give up a dollar and a half just to get in the subway nowadays. So this is a song about tomorrow and about how tomorrow can be better if we all, each one reach one, each one try to teach one. Nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. Everyone must play a part. Everyone got to go to work. Work for peace. Spirit say work.
We'll be right back. Nul en maths, pas de terminal S, mais j'ai la calculatrice, véritable sieste. J'avoue j'ai l'esprit à l'ouest, mais la tête sur les épaules, loin des pecnos et de tequila tex. Suisse mon bon tuyau, gay la délicatesse. Tu rêves de Huffy, mais t'es ugly comme Petit Suarez. Enfant de Sarko, Cécilia Stress. Je peux en parler, mais pas trop car j'ai l'écrit Darkness. Leur ici Slackness, le mépris, l'envie, le défi de détruire l'équipe adverse. Bande de skins de Boulogne ou Suresnes qui sourit dans l'Ouzdé. Tu rêves de bouffonne, merde. Réveille dans l'urine, tu perds ta couronne. C'est humide, tu perds la boussole. T'es une bite, va faire la coupole. J'ai la tête sous cellophane, mes pensées sont des mélodrames. Je ne peux les esquiver normal, ce texte dur, aux lyrics déformables. C'est pour mes soldats, mes têtes dures, mon terror squad. En bête sûre et père de Air Jordan devant la tête, c'est sa texture devant le même décor sale. De sources sûres, ce sont des mecs sûrs, des nomades à la grande culture, pointus jusqu'à la Air Force One. Dans le game, les putes, c'est des historiennes. Leur rap son gâteau, comment partager une petite quiche. Leur haine, je kiffe, j'écris mes propres fiches de paye. C'est clean, je me saigne, c'est propre, c'est mort, le 10 de Z. Fuck, c'est trop fort pour que je sniffe le trait. Stop, parce que je kiffe ce que j'ai. Des potes à la île de Frey, une femme et une fille, des petits, s'il te plaît. Du love et des crises de haine, du mépris et des prises de tête.
Setting the example, and what I've done is going to be puzzled over and studied and followed forever.
Prepare for the verbal war, the hologram advanced physical form, manifest the universal minded to the law. Traveling lands, I stand on sands of chemical vibrations. The math, kings of light departed in wrath. So where you gonna stand when the Elohim return? Seven great sages throughout the ages say you burn. It's my turn to shine. I redefine the crystalline biological structures implanted in your mind. So I find the deaf, dumb, and blind, and bless them with science and leave the blind ones behind. Descending into this ball of mass in the form of rain. The verbal hologram brings pain. So rearrange disagreeable ways that brought you to darkness. Take hold and rip out your soul from your carcass and rise away like a sham. The verbal hologram is the verbal avalanche. One last chance to replan and overstand before the hologram sent your camp to Holy Land. So ask your man when he returned where I sent him. The plan was to kill God and reinvent him. Practicing black magical tactics like voodoo, attacking like the seven deadly warships of Nibiru.
Give a sight to the blind, the dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Give a sight to the blind, the dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Give a sight to the blind, the dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum.
I bring forth the mighty you to mind you, the powerful Zapadra, the darkening behind you, the biblical Omega Man, the Ashtar Command. I came to bring mortals the wrath to be glad. So here I stand on the four corners of Stonehenge, traveling through portals, the thunderbolt of battles, the Lord of the Immortals, the seal of the seven, the rising of the demon, the lost books of the Bible and forgotten books of Eden. The heathens will burn like ferocious, handed the holy tablets like Moses. The blackening of roses will send you to the edges of the land, the emerald tablets of Thoth the Atlantean. The hands of the mighty Lion of Judah will throw you through the triangular portals of Bermuda, exploring the hologramic aspects of consciousness for aliens to devour. Orthodox first relativistic equation for power. The shower of acid rain brings pain to the land. You cannot kill what you cannot see. The verbal hologram.
Don't ask me to pity those people. I don't warn them any more than I do the
unless it's pouring down with rain. You will find me if you want me in the garden, unless it's pouring down with rain. You will find me if you want me in the garden, unless it's pouring down with rain. You will find me if you want me in the garden, unless it's pouring down with rain. It's pouring down with rain. You will find me if you want me in the garden, unless it's pouring down with rain. You will find me if you want me in the garden, unless it's pouring down with rain. You will find me if you want me in the garden, unless it's pouring down with rain. Consciousness. You will find me if you want me in the garden, unless it's pouring down with rain. Garden, unless it's pouring down with rain. You will find me if you want me in the garden, unless it's pouring down with rain. You will find me if you want me in the garden, unless it's pouring down with rain. You will find me if you want me in the garden, unless it's pouring down with rain. We'll be right back.
I end, I return again. I am the salt, the bitter laugh. I am the gas in a womb of light. The evening star, the ball of sight that bleeds, that sheds the tears of Christ. Dying, drying as I rise tonight.